Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boogie check, ooh, ah.
That's right, you heard correctly. They said boogie check, ooh, ah, and what a fine telephone tone that is, too. Say, it's John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Then stop what you're doing and give me a call at 312-981-7200. Got to be on the line to be on the air. 312-981-7200. And then I want to make it perfectly clear, once again, it needs to be restated that this is the Boogie Check of Life. So therefore, anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. But that's up to you. I'm not going to do it. I'm too busy stealing other people's bits. You know, every morning between 5 and 5:30, Bob Surratt takes the first call and gives him a prize. And I heard that and I went, I think I'm going to steal that. And so I have. I've just grabbed it and ran with it. I ripped him off. I plagiarized it. Whatever word you want to use. Absconded. I got it right here. So let's do it, shall we? All right, then. Am I having a two-way conversation with myself? 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. First call wins a prize. First call wins a prize. 312-981-7200. Okay. Hey, by the way, while we're waiting for those call to pour in, coming up after the 8:30 news, we're going to talk to Ron Romero, who's the president and founder of the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66, and they are having their first Hall of Fame induction ceremony tonight, and they will have some bands and some radio people that you are well acquainted with, and we'll find out what all the excitement and the action for tonight when we talk to Ron Romero after the 8:30 news. 312-981-7200. That would be the telephone number. The numbers that you would dial to connect with the radio station that would give you something. And I'm just waiting because I see Chris. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? How are you?
I'm good. What are you doing, Chris? What do you do?
Well, I'm in car sales.
Oh, what kind?
Chevy and Volkswagen in Glenview.
Well, are you having a problem with stocking automobiles because of the chip shortage?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's good if we have the stuff that people want, but a lot of people are, and you got to be flexible, are wanting the pink car and leaving with the purple truck. So.
Yeah. Well put, yeah. Well put, young man, well put.
Yeah. But so margins are good, and I can't complain.
Good. Well, that's good to hear. We have got for you a desktop weather station from American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com and stay on the line there. Stay on the line so we can get the information from you as to where to send the appropriate items that would conclude with this prize. Thank you, and stay on the line there. Let's go to Carl. Hello, Carl.
John, Carl, right out of the box. I can't believe it. This is great.
I know. That's because it's just the way it is.
Got the Bachelor in Paradise on. I got the volume turned down like you said to do. But you know what? Honestly, Dan,
are you really watching Bachelor in Paradise?
It is on, but I'm not watching it because I have to fully concentrate on this program.
Oh, okay.
And there's no comparison. Who would want to watch a bunch of narcissistic lunkheads? Although, I got to admit, the babes are pretty good looking.
Oh, listen to you.
No.
Yeah, well, so, they weren't, there would be no show. Let's just put it that way.
Let's see what I got for you this evening here.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? That woman you were talking before, if you ever got hit by one, that stings. you know?
Oh, the frozen eggs? Absolutely.
Yeah. But it sounds like she might have been egging you on, though, Chip.
No, I don't think she was. And I stayed away from all of those possible comments that I could have, God bless all of this.
Hey,
house.
John, this is Yogi saying goodbye to you.
He's a right-intending man. 312-981-7200, Boogie Check. Chico, what's up? Chico? Hello there. I hear. Oh, here we go. Oh, my God.
A little out of season.
Come on. All right. Thank you, Chico. Christmas in what? We're almost out of the month. Christmas in August just made it.
Where do you think Groucho's up to?
He's probably with Zeppo. and I believe that he's harping on something. Okay, John. Well, what do you think got that person, that caller, to motivated him to call up and play the singing dogs?
My guess it was that animal themed techno song you were playing.
You mean this? It's just so nuts. Oh. And you can dance to it.
I don't think I'll ever eat another chicken again. I'm dedicating my life to the preservation, to stopping the exploitation of chickens. Mainly for electronic dance music.
And, the idea of having animals sing, such as, the singing dogs and the holiday, this has been going on for a long time. But I got to tell you, this techno chicken has taken it to a whole new level, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, what a bouncy little ditty. I don't say so myself. 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number for the Boogie Check of Life. Hey, you want to play a silly song? You want to make a comment? You want to... whatever, really. It's all up to you. 312-981-7200. Because it is the Boogie Check of Life. Ergo, life can be on the Boogie Check. 312-981-7200 is that telephone number. The Illinois Rock and Roll Museum Hall of Fame induction ceremony is this evening at the Rialto Theater in Joliet. And right after the 8:30 news, we're going to talk to Ron Romero, who is the president and founder of the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66. If you plan to motor west, take the something or other that... Larry, how are you? Here we go. Okay.
I can't take it.
I love it. Bob, hello.
Oh, John.
Oh, it's Bob. That's Bob with a capital B. What's up, Bob?
That is in the running for the most obnoxious piece of music I have ever heard in my life, and I've been listening a long time.
Now,
there's only one other song that even comes close.
And that is?
I won't mention it because they're a sponsor on your station.
Now, wait a minute. I know. Never mind. I know exactly where you're headed to. I know where you're going. I know where you're going.
Don't
say it. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I understand what you're getting at because it has been previously in other time periods and in eras gone by, years that has been mentioned as slightly overplayed. All right. Thanks, Bob.
Overplayed is
right, right, right.
I should have used that.
No, it's okay. No. It's okay, Bob.
But,
thank you.
But like I said, the chicken thing, no, please. No more, John. No, please.
Would it be better or worse if it were some other type of bird or fowl?
What?
It'd be better if it were on some other channel.
All right, Bob.
Hot takes.
Later.
That sounds like promo material to me, if I ever heard it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now, Alfred, are you there? I'm not sure what that says, but it's... Take that off, because I don't know what it says, and I'll... You know, it could be saying something that we wouldn't want on the air. I don't know.
That was a strange one.
Do you know what it is?
No idea.
Well, you know...
I feel like it might have been a singing skeleton, because it said, like, give my neck a crack or something like
it
that.
It did?
Yeah. Yeah.
I missed that part. But that's okay. I don't need to go back and hear it again, whatever that was. Although, I want to make it extremely clear... I love that kind of stuff, okay? I think it's awesome. It may irritate other people, but I dig it, okay? Hey, Ted, hello. Ted?
Oh, it's unrelenting.
Oh. Meow Mix comes in two varieties, coachable and seafood nose.
All right, no free advertising. No free advertising for Meow Mix.
Did I miss Baby Shark yet?
Oh, no.
Don't do it.
Don't even give anyone ideas? Okay.
No.
I've had it.
I don't
I'm
need
up to here.
I don't need Baby Shark anymore. I've got... And that chicken has such enthusiasm.
He certainly
and
does.
The crowd is egging him on, so to speak. One, two, three, four.
I feel like I'm going to wake up in a cold sweat tonight.
You know what? What do they call that? An earwig, right?
An earworm?
Is that a worm or wig?
Well, an earwig is an actual thing, like an insect that crawls into your ear.
No.
But if a song is catchy, it's an earworm.
There you go, everybody. Something to occupy your brain when you least expect it.
Next time you're sitting in the doctor's office reading an old issue of GQ. God help us all.